When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hello, and welcome to This Day in History class, a show that demystifies history one day at a time. I'm Gabe Lousier, and in this episode, we're pulling back the curtain on one of the most popular yet polarizing musicals to ever grace the stage. That's right, we're talking about Cats. The day was October 7th, 1982. The Andrew Lloyd Webber musical, Cats, opened at the Winter Garden Theater in New York City. The show was a tremendous success before it even opened, boasting advance ticket sales of $6.2 million. It would go on to become one of the most lucrative and longest-running musicals in Broadway history. Cats is what's known as a fully sung-through show, meaning it contains no dialogue, only singing and dancing. The plot, such as it is, follows a tribe of cats called Jellicles, who are assembling for an annual ball where they will choose which one of them will ascend to the Heaviside Lair, or Cat Heaven, and be reborn. The bulk of the show consists of each cat making the case for why it should be chosen for that year's honor. This is done through high-energy choreographed dance numbers, in which each cat introduces itself and shows off its distinctive traits. Among the main cast of oddly named characters are Rum Tum Tugger, Jenny Any Dots, Bustopher Jones, Mungo Jerry, Rumpelteazer, and the indisputable MVP of the show, Skimbleshanks, the railway cat. The show takes a slight turn in its second act when the villainous Macavity disrupts the proceedings and kidnaps the group's beloved patriarch, Old Deuteronomy. The forces of good eventually prevail, Old Deuteronomy is recovered, and the once-shunned Grizabella is granted the right to be reborn. If that description didn't clue you in, Cats is a very strange show. It was written by noted English composer Andrew Lloyd Webber and was originally performed on London's West End in 1981. Lloyd Webber loosely based the show on a 1939 cat-centric poetry collection by T.S. Eliot titled Old Possum's Book of Practical Cats. The whimsical poems had been a childhood favorite of Lloyd Webber, and when he returned to them as an adult, he decided to use them as the basis for his next production. All of the cats' names and the majority of their backstories and antics were lifted whole cloth from Eliot's poetry. Lloyd Webber set the poems to his own music and used the original verse as lyrics. The sole exception was the standout song Memory, which is performed by the down-and-out alley cat, Grizabella. Lloyd Webber was granted permission from T.S. Eliot's estate to incorporate lines from unpublished poems into the song. The rest was his original composition, and pop recordings of the song made it a hit even apart from the rest of the show. As for the term Jellicle, which the cats used to refer to themselves, that was also derived from Eliot's poetry. It originally appeared in his 1936 poem Pollicle Dogs and Jellicle Cats, where the terms were used as childlike contractions of poor little dogs and dear little cats, respectively. Eliot conceived of Jellicles as being black and white cats who frolicked and made mischief at night, but Lloyd Webber used the term more broadly, applying it to all different kinds of cats belonging to the same tribe. When the show made its Broadway debut, audiences were shocked by how many changes had been made to the historic Winter Garden Theater. While much of the show's colossal $4 million budget went to advertising, the rest was spent on making the theater look as drab and ugly as possible. The interior walls were smeared with black paint, and large bundles of rags and other scraps were bolted to the walls and ceilings. All of this was in service of the show's primary set, a giant junkyard for the human-sized cats to dance in. This dressing down of the theater caused quite a stir among Broadway patrons and critics, and the thin plot and uneven score didn't fare much better. This raises the question of why, or how, the musical remained so popular for such a long time. A big part of the appeal came from the name recognition of Andrew Lloyd Webber. At the time, he was fresh off the success of three hit musicals, Jesus Christ Superstar, Evita, and Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. In fact, Evita and Joseph were still playing in New York when Cats debuted. For fans, Cats was Lloyd Webber on steroids. It had all the excessive spectacle and bluster he was known for, but with a weird enough concept to make it stand out from anything that had come before, for better or worse. And, of course, it had that one hit song that everyone couldn't get out of their heads. Many fans would tell you that the song Memory alone was worth the price of admission. Like a flower as the dawn is breaking, the love it or hate it, there's no denying that Cats has an impressive pedigree. The show ran for 18 years on Broadway, grossing over $1 billion in the process. It won 7 Tony Awards and was performed in more than 250 cities around the world. The show was later revived in 2016 at the Neil Simon Theater, and in 2019, it was adapted into an infamous live-action movie that was every bit as bizarre and divisive as the original show. I'm Gabe Lousier, and hopefully you now know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. If you enjoyed today's show, be sure to subscribe, rate, and review the show wherever you get your podcasts. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at TDIHCShow. And if you have any comments or suggestions for future topics, you can send them my way at thisday@iheartmedia.com. Thanks as always to Chandler Mays for producing the show, and thank you for listening. I'll see you back here again tomorrow for another day in history class.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeartRadio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.